Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline is Jim Rowland. He is the owner of Click Heating and Air. And Jim, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Absolutely, Andrew. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it seems like now is the perfect time. A lot of people are going to be thinking more about their HVAC systems and maybe more on the first half, that heating portion versus the AC. And when we're looking at some of those systems, it seems like there's new technology coming out with everything. Our home furnaces including, is when should we look at the time to maybe upgrade ahead of what could be another long, cold winter?
Well, most furnaces are designed to last a good 20 to 25 years if you get a furnace from the quality manufacturer built, like Rheem or Trane. But if you're looking at a builder grade that came with your home, it's probably about 15 years down the road that you should be looking at it.
And one of those things that can really kind of determine that lifespan as well is that proper maintenance. And we know now is the time a lot of people are going to be maybe thinking about turning the switch over to heat a little bit more as we're in this shoulder season. So a lot of maintenance could be done. Let's walk through some of the things that people should make sure that they're doing to keep that furnace in proper working order as long as they can.
Filter changes are great to look at every season, making sure that you have clean filters, and then changing them as you're using it once a month or every 2 months at the longest. But a lot of our furnaces today are called condensing furnaces, which means that they're very high efficiency and they get a lot of moisture built up inside. That moisture can be acidic and it can cause a lot of damage on the inside of a newer furnace. So you really should have a heating and air conditioning company come out and check it once a year, make sure everything's tight and you don't have any leaks and problems built up on the inside.
Yeah, and even with that, you know, knowing that these new systems have a little bit more of that condensing, say you've done your furnace inspection, you've done maybe a filter change, what would be one of the key things that people could notice as far as, hey, something's not right and it's time to call back in, maybe get a second inspection or have maybe some more in-depth analysis done?
If you're furnace is making some unusual noises, you're hearing some buzzing or rattling, usually that's a motor that's out of alignment, and if it continues like that, it's going to be a bigger problem. So just keep your eyes and your ears going out for any of the dust that's developing around your registers, or you could have, like we said, the rattling noises on startup. Even after a motor starts, it might heat up, the bearings expand, and then you get some problems going on. Unfortunately, the breakdowns happen the longer it's running. So in the middle of winter, in the mornings, like after midnight, it's running the most. So have somebody check it out ahead of time to make sure that you don't have that emergency service call required, because it could be expensive then.
Yeah, and as we're talking about the furnace side, a lot of us will probably be getting, you know, kind of done using the AC for the foreseeable future, at least until next summer. Is there anything we need to do to you know, properly get that ready for the upcoming winter months and kind of maybe make that a little bit more ready to endure the cold temperatures coming ahead?
When we cycle it off, we want to make sure that the system is off and the circuit breaker is turned off, or we pull the disconnect outside and shut it down. That just makes sure that it's not going to turn on when it has ice or snow built up on it. A lot of people do like to cover their units, and we do sell covers, but mostly it's just making sure that you don't have a ice and snow build up and that thing fires off, or you leave a cover on it and in the springtime you turn it on with the cover on it. So having a good technician out there to go over it is a benefit.
Yeah, and as you mentioned as well too, most furnaces are last about that, you know, 20 to 25 years. So maybe say you're coming up on that that kind of milestone and you're thinking now might be the time for the furnace. Let's talk a little bit about some of the advantages of going to some of the newer furnaces versus what they were coming out with in the, you know, early 90s.
Well, our newer furnaces can easily hit about 96% efficiency, which means you're only wasting 4 cents out of every dollar that you put into natural gas. That's a wonderful return on investment for you over the years of owning the furnace. The technology has gotten much better to where the seals, the gaskets, the way that they're put together are being tighter, lasting longer. So as the manufacturers continue to build these over the last couple decades, they're getting much better. The old furnaces are only 80% efficient, so you're going to be wasting a good 15, 16, 17% on gas just going right up the flue vent. So it's really a wonderful thing to upgrade if it's a good time for you to upgrade.
And as we're talking about upgrades, if you are upgrading and knowing that many houses in Colorado back, 20, 30 years ago, really AC wasn't as common as we're starting to see now. We're using it a little bit more. Would now be the right time if you're thinking about maybe swapping out and upgrading the furnace to do that and maybe add air conditioning all in one summer? Is that something you can do kind of in two stages?
You can do it in two stages, but it's much better if we can do it all at once. We can size the sheet metal correctly, put the proper filter box underneath it, so you get a wonderful filter exchange. It just takes you about 30 seconds to put one in instead of opening the doors and fighting with it in the ductwork. So if we can engineer it all together right now, you could get a deal on it as well. If we're saving 5 to 10% off of it being off season like it is now, that could be huge savings for customer. Also, beginning of the year, we always see manufacturer increases. And I'm afraid we're going to, with the regulations, we're going to see some stronger ones this year than we did last year. So right now is probably the cheapest it's ever going to be. No time like the present.
Yeah, and as we've mentioned as well, there's, always new regulations, things in getting involved, whether it be Denver or D.C. And we hear a lot as of late when it comes to maybe tax credits or trying to incentivize heat pumps. Let's talk a little bit about, first off, what a heat pump is and if it's really worth it.
A heat pump could be a great way to operate your system and choose whether you want to use gas or electric for the majority of your time. A heat pump is nothing more than an air conditioning unit with a reversing valve in it that instead of sending the cold air in, it's actually sending the hot compressed gases inside through the coil above your furnace. And it, as the furnace blows across, it picks up all that heat. So it's called a reversing heat pump, a wonderful item to run down into the 30 and 40 degree temperatures and heat your home. So probably about 75% of the time, you're using that. And then we still have a furnace underneath that provides the additional heating required when it gets super cold outside.
Yeah.
So it's called a dual fuel system. And they're pretty awesome if you are looking at trying to save energy or decide if you want gas or electric most of the time.
Yeah, it's a great way to kind of offset some of that. Another big thing that I see a lot of kind of incentives for, rebates through local utilities, would be upgrading to a more smart thermostat. Let's talk a little bit about what you should know if you're even entertaining that idea as far as maybe adding into an existing system.
Smart thermostats are excellent because you can control your time of day usage, the temperatures. You're going to be hooked up to your phone. So if you're running out of town and you realize, oh, I forgot to turn it back, you can get on your phone and do it from the airport, which most of us forget at that time. And the smart thermostats can also go to a dual fuel system. They can run a standard system, but you can also hook up your humidifier to them as well. So it really is going to give you total comfort control in your home versus just a temperature control.
And as we've been talking a lot about different things going on with your home HVAC system, Jim, what are some of the biggest misconceptions that you still hear as far as people either trying to take care of it or things that you wish more people would know about when it comes to that system in your home?
A lot of people think that you don't have to do any maintenance on them. You shouldn't even look at doing the maintenance. But a good company that's an honest company, very reliable, is going to keep that system its top efficiencies, find problems before they turn into major problems. So one of the greatest items right there is just making sure that it's clean, it's efficient, and the filters are changed properly on timing.
Yeah.
Colorado is one that sometimes we'll ignore doing the standard maintenances because we never needed that much. And that's where you can get a lot of problems with cracked heat exchangers, motors that aren't removing the air properly, not getting the carbon monoxide out of your home. So it's good to keep up on them.
Yeah, and of course there are fantastic trusted companies like Click Heating and Air that can come in and help with those annual inspections, make sure everything is working at its proper function. And if people want to get more information about maybe schedule one of those inspections, what's the best way to do so?
Calling our office at 719-782-5425, and we can set you up on a maintenance schedule. We can put you on an annual contract if you're interested in it. Click Heating Air has some great service for the heating time right now. And at this time, where we're still above our 60 degrees, we can do both a furnace and an air conditioner at the same time.
Fantastic. Again, that phone number one more time, Jim.
719-782-5425. Click Heating and Air.
Perfect. Jim, we appreciate the time and joining us this morning here on KRDO News Radio.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Pleasure as always.